房屋，或是妻子、弟兄、父母、儿女，没有在今世不得百倍，在来世不得永生的。
This passage is probably very familiar. It's written in the three Gospels. The only Gospel it's not written in is John.
这一段的经文所讲的故事大家都已经很熟悉了。在四卷福音书当中，除了约翰福音没有讲到这个故事，其他三本福音都提到了这个故事。
And I would dare say most Christians, 90% or more, if you said, do you know the story of the rich young ruler, they could tell you this story.
我敢打保证90%的基督徒，如果你问他知道这个有钱的少年官的故事，他一定告诉你说他知道。
But let's see if the Lord has something for us today in the passage. Let's look at another rich ruler, probably the richest ruler in the scripture. And it's the story that Solomon tells in Ecclesiastes. So if you could turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
在这个故事里面讲的这个年轻少年官的故事，希望主能够在早间对许我们有新鲜的启示。那我们接下来再看另外一个关于有钱的人的故事，这个故事就是在传道书，是所罗门的所写的传道书。
We're reading a lot of scripture this morning, but that's the most important thing. More than anything I have to say, may the Lord speak through His words.
今天早晨我们会读很多的经节，愿主藉着这些经节，这些唯一对我们有用的经节对我们讲话。
And we're going to read verse by verse on this one.
我们在这个传道书一节一节的读。
Ecclesiastes 1 verse 1. The words of the teacher, son of David, king in Jerusalem.
传道书第一章第一节，在耶路撒冷作王，大卫的儿子，传道者的言语。
Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless.
传道者说，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
What does man gain from all of his labor at which he toils under the sun?
人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？
Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever.
一代过去，一代又来，地却永远长存。
The sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back where it rises.
日头出来，日头落下，即归所出之地。
The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning on its course.
风往南刮，又向北转，不住地旋转。而且返回转行原道。
All streams flow into the sea, yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams come from, there they return again.
江河都往海里流，海却不满。江河从何处流，仍归还何处。
All things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear of its hearing.
万事令人厌烦，人不能说尽，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足。
What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun.
已有的事，后必再有；已行的事，后必再行。日光之下，并无新事。
Is there anything of which one can say, look, this is something new? It was here already long ago. It was here before time.
岂有一件事人能指着说，这是新的？哪知在我们以前的世代早已有了。
There is no remembrance of men of old, and even those who are yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow.
已过的世代无人纪念，将来的世代，后来的人也不纪念。
I, the teacher, was king over Israel and Jerusalem.
我传道者， 在耶路撒冷做过以色列的王。
I devoted myself to study and to explore by wisdom all that is done under heaven. What a heavy burden God has laid on men.
我专心用智慧寻求查究天下所做的一切事，乃至神教世人所精炼的是极重的劳苦。
I have seen all the things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind.
我见日光之下所做的一切事都是虚空，都是普风。
What is twisted cannot be straightened. What is lacking cannot be counted.
弯曲的不能变直，缺少的不能足数。
I thought to myself, look, I have grown and increased in wisdom more than anyone who has ruled over Jerusalem before me. I have experienced much wisdom and knowledge.
我心里议论说，我得了大智慧，胜过我以前在耶路撒冷的众人，而且我心中多经历智慧和知识的事。
Then I applied myself to the understanding of wisdom and also of madness and folly, but I learned that this too is a chasing after the wind.
我又专心查明智慧、狂妄和愚昧，乃至这也是普风。
For with much wisdom comes much sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief.
因为多有智慧，就多有愁烦，加增智慧的知识的，就加增忧伤。
Shall we have a word of prayer?
让我们有些祷告。
Lord, we are thankful that your word is full of truth.
主，我们感谢你，你的话语带着真理。
We're thankful that your word is life.
我们感谢你的话语就是生命。
And your word brings joy.
你的话语带给我们喜乐。
And even though we've read these last 18 verses that seem rather depressing, we know that you are speaking to our hearts.
虽然我们刚才读的这18节圣经听起来非常的消极，但是我们知道你对我们有话要说。
You do not want to leave us despondent.
你不希望我们没有反应。
But you want to reveal yourself as life and as joy.
你想要再让我们知道你是我们的喜乐，你是我们的生命。
We pray that we would see something of that this morning.
我祷告，求你亲自让我们看见你让我们看见的。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. So I definitely don't want to leave us on this Ecclesiastes note.
我绝对不想让我们会众一起就停留在传道书这一章。
If we were to go home this afternoon and review these 18 verses, it might be rather depressing starting this week.
如果我们回家再看一下我们所知道的这一到十八节的时候，我们可能会觉得很沮丧。
And we're not allowed to go home and tell our parents or our spouse, no, I'm not going to do that because all is vanity.
我们不会回到家告诉我们的妻子或者告诉我们的孩子，我不要做那个，因为这些都是虚空。
But I do hope this morning that we will see that you and I are this rich man that we read in the book of Luke.
但是早间我真的希望会众们与我一起能够看见，其实我们就是这个年少的少年官。
And just as the Lord spoke a harsh word to him, I pray that we would receive a harsh word this morning.
就像主很严厉地对他讲话，我祷告说，今天早晨主也对我们讲严厉的话。
But might we respond in a victorious way?
但是我们却以得胜的方式来回应主对我们的话。
Now who is this man in Luke?
那这个路加福音里面这个人是谁呢？
From the adjective used, we know he's rich.
从这个形容词我们知道他是有钱人。
This means that monetarily, money-wise, he was well-to-do.
我们就知道在他的经济上他是很富足的。
It also says that he's a ruler, so he's a man of authority.
上面还说他是个做官的，证明说他是有权的。
So not only is he rich in monetary ways or authority, he's also rich morally.
他不仅是有钱有权的一个人，而且他在道德品质上都是遵守规则的。
We see that in his ability to say that he has followed the Ten Commandments.
因为从他的话我们知道他真的是严谨的遵守这十诫。
We see that he is rich in knowledge.
我们知道他很有知识。
He knows Jesus, he knows the disciples, he knows the scripture.
他不仅知道耶稣这个人，也知道他的门徒，甚至知道经上的经文。
We see that he's actually rich in humility.
我们知道不仅如此，而且他是大有谦卑。
He comes and he kneels before God.
他过来是跪在耶稣的面前。
We see that he's rich in time. He's not so busy that he can't come and visit the Lord.
我们也知道他还有时间上的充足，因为他甚至来能够拜访耶稣。
So here we have a rich ruler who's conscientious.
我们这有一个有钱人，他是有心的。
He's conscientious enough to know that Jesus was a good man.
他是有心的，他知道耶稣是一个良善的人。
But we also see that this rich young ruler was missing something.
但是我们知道这个有钱的年轻的官，他里面有空虚。
So he knew that he lacked eternal life.
他知道在他的里面没有永生。
And we know that he thought Jesus was the source of this eternal life.
我们可以读出他知道基督是永生的源泉。
And yet we also see he was very self-sufficient.
我们也知道他这个人是个自给自足，只依靠自己的人。
Though he came to the Lord, the Lord's answer was one in which he said, well, I've already done all those things.
他来到主面前，主告诉他该怎么做的时候，他说我已经做到这些了。
But just as our Lord is all-knowing, he knew how to get straight to the point that would humble this man.
但是主知道怎么样直接击到他的内心，让他能够谦卑下来。
And so we see he goes away discouraged.
我们看见结局是他就忧忧伤伤地走开了。
Now, with the previous description of this man, I think we would all respect him.
那从我们前面的描述，我们应该比较尊敬这个人。
Let's think about our family life. Wouldn't we love for our children to have money enough to survive, if even more, to go on vacations and such?
让我们来对比一下我们自己个人的生活，我们是不是希望我们的孩子也有足够的钱财来支撑自己的家庭，并且能够出去旅游？
Wouldn't we like them to have a certain amount of authority?
我们难道不希望他有一定的权柄吗？
So in many respects,We respect this man, and we want to be like him.
在许多方面，我们尊敬这一个少年官，并且我们希望我们能够像他。
And yet at the end of the story, we see a very sad man.
但是在故事的结局，我们看到一个非常忧伤的人。
Much like Solomon, who said, all is vanity.
就像所罗门所描述的，一切都是虚空。
Or all is meaningless.
所有的都没有意义。
You know, I read that passage in the NIV because vanity, we don't use that word all the time. But meaningless, all is meaningless is a very powerful thing to say.
因为在NIV 版本里面说到他用的词叫 vanity, 就是虚浮。那我觉得这个 meaningless, 这个虚空的词更加贴切。
So I don't know about you, but when I reflect on this story, I learned this story probably when I was 5 years old. I knew I didn't want to be that rich young ruler.
我不知道你们是怎么样的，但是我知道我在五岁的时候就知道这一个故事。我从那时起，我就不要做这个少年官。
Would any of us in our heart of hearts say that we would go to the Lord, ask for eternal life, and then get the answer and walk away?
如果我们中间会有任何一个人要到主的面前问这样一个问题，当我们得到主给我们一个答案的时候，我们却走开了。
But I think if we were honest with ourselves, we can say we are this man.
如果我们对自己非常诚实的话，我们就会回答说，我们就是这个少年官。
We would like to ask for eternal life, but we don't want to wait around and be broken.
我们需要这个永生，但是我们却不要服侍在主的周围，来做一个破碎的人。
So I'd like for you just to take a few moments to think and ask yourselves, are you as rich as this rich young ruler?
那早间我就希望 会众能有一些时间来反省一下。
If you live in this country and you have a job in this country, you are in about the top 96th percentile of wealth in the world.
如果你生活在这个国家，你有工作，你可以支撑自己，你就是大概在高居在96%，有属于阶层。
There is no doubt that we are a very wealthy people.
毋庸置疑，我们都是比较富足的。
But do we see how wealthy we are in authority as well? We too are rulers.
不光如此，我们看我们是不是有权力，事实上我们真的也是做官的。
Think of the number of decisions that we can make for ourselves in a day.
你想想每天我们所做的决定。
Most likely we can decide whether we're going to eat at home or we're going to eat out at a restaurant today.
我们每天都要决定说我们是不是在家里吃饭还是出去到餐馆吃饭。
We can decide what schools we're going to go to.
我们要决定我们今后要去什么样的学校。
We can decide what gatherings we go to.
我们要去什么样的聚会。
We are rich in authority.
我们真的是自作决定。
In this country, we're a rather rich country morally.
在这个国家里，我们有很高的道德标准。
Now, sad to say, this country is losing our moral compass.
虽然说这个国家正在丢弃它所有的道德标准。
But because of our Christian foundation, compared to other nations, we're rich morally.
但是比起这个世界上其他国家，因着我们是基督教建国的国家，所以相比较而言，我们的道德标准水准还是比较高的。
We're rich in family.
我们有很多的家人。
We can have kids.
我们可以有孩子。
We can communicate with our family, either through WhatsApp, through the email, through anyway. We're rich in family.
我们可以藉着这些这些手机上的那个 app 叫 WhatsApp 发生了什么事儿，还藉着邮件来跟我们的家人有沟通。
We're rich in friendships.
我们有许多的朋友。
We're rich in time.
我们也有许多的时间。
Oh, we have so much free time.
我们有许多空余的时间。
You know, I ask my students when I interview new students to come to my school, I always ask, what do they like to do on their free time?
当我有新的学生要到我的学校的时候，我去面试他们，我总是要问一个问题，就是你如果有空余的时间，你会做什么
？What's the number one answer？
什么是第一个最大多数人回答什么呢
？You got it. Video games.
就是玩电子游戏。
To the parents' chagrin, or to the embarrassment of the parents.
令父母亲很尴尬。
That's how much free time we have. You know, there was a time in history where even the young people had to work from sun up to sun down just to survive.
就是现在我们有大把大把的空余的时间。在过去，哪怕是年轻人都要从日出一直工作到日落。
We are so rich in our freedoms.
我们有许多的自由。
Think of the number of things that you can choose to be free to do today.
你想一想你今天所有可以要做选择的自由。
We're rich in our religious gatherings.
我们也对我们所有的宗教的聚集有许多的自由。
We're rich in peace.
我们关于平安和和平这件事也要有很多的自由。
You know, the rest of the world is in so much turmoil. Even the shootings that we have, even the violence that we have in this country is nothing compared to other places in the world.
虽然在这个国家我们现在有这些枪击事件，有一些暴乱，但比起这个世界上的征战，我们要好得多。
We're rich in knowledge.
我们都非常有知识。
Any piece of information you want today, you can get.
你只要想要知道什么，你就可以得到。
We're rich in travel.
我们可以旅游。
Just as this, we were as wealthy as this rich young ruler.
我们就如这个少年官一样的富足。
But thank the Lord, this rich young ruler, like Solomon, knew all was vanity.
但是感谢主，这个少年官。就跟所罗门一样，知道他所有的一切都是虚空。
I do encourage you to look at that hymn again when you go home. That we, the one that we sang this morning.
我鼓励弟兄姊妹们回家之后再重新看一下我们今天刚才唱的诗歌。
Margaret Barber was inspired while she was taking a walk by the harbor.
Margaret 玛格丽特巴巴拉这个姊妹，当她在走过 harbor 这个港口的时候，有这个珍珠港的时候，她有这样写了这个诗歌。
And what she saw were these boats that were tied up close to the coast.
当她看到这些小船是系在一起靠岸边的时候，
rich boats that had no care in the world because they were nicely tied up along the coast.
就像这些富足的人的这些船只，他们可不在乎这个世界上发生了什么，他们只是就连在一起靠岸。
But there was no purpose to their life until they went out into the sea.
但是在他们这些靠岸的船上却没有任何旨意，除非他们能够航行在海上。
Are we willing, like this rich young ruler, to go to the Lord and say to the Lord this morning, how can I inherit something more? How can I have life and life eternal?
我们愿不愿意像这个少年官一样来到主面前问问主，我怎么才能得到永生？我怎么能够得到更丰盛的生命？
Are we willing to ask ourselves this morning, am I satisfied?
我们愿不愿意问，我们真的很满足吗？
Or am I just tied up to the shoreline in my riches?
还是我们只是靠在岸边？
You know, when this rich young ruler went to Jesus, he said, good teacher,
当这个少年官来到耶稣面前，他说：“良善的夫子。”
Jesus immediately corrected him and said, "There is no one that is good, only God."
耶稣立刻就纠正了他说：“在这个世上没有任何良善的，除了神以外。”
He said this because he knew the ruler's heart.
他之所以这样说，因为他知道这个少年官的心。
Really, what the ruler was saying is, "Jesus, I'm coming to you as a good teacher because I'm a good guy too."
他其实要说的是，耶稣，我叫你良善的夫子，是因为我自己本身也是一个良善的人。
And Jesus cut him to the quick. He says, I am not good, therefore do the equation. You're not good.
耶稣立刻就打断了他说，我不是良善的，因此你也不是良善的。
Our soul is so strong and our heart is deceitfully wicked that we think we are good.
我们的魂是如此的强大，我们的心是如此的狡诈，我们还以为我们自己是良善的。
We think because we come on Sunday morning and we gather around the Lord's table or we sit quietly in this pew that somehow God's going to bless us.
我们以为我们来到早间的波饼聚会，敬拜主，我们坐在这个会堂里面安安静静的。不管怎么样，神一定会赐福给我们。
But the Lord this morning is looking directly at my heart.
但是今天早晨，主就直接的看到我的心里面去。
Directly at your heart.
直接的看到你的心里面去。
And he says, "There's no good in you."
他说，在你的里面毫无良善。
If I look in that heart and I see the life of Lord Jesus, then I see good.
如果我看你的心。看见了耶稣的生命，耶稣自己，我就看到了良善。
The problem is we've come before the Lord with all these great qualifications.
我们的问题是，我们来到主面前，带着我们所有的资历。
Like the rich young ruler, he said, "Jesus, I've honored my parents. I have not killed. I have not committed adultery. All of these things qualify me to be good."
就像这个少年官来到主的面前说。主啊，我已经孝敬了我的父母，我没有杀、谋杀，也没有奸淫，我做了这一切，我遵守了律法。
And Jesus says, disqualified.
耶稣说，你没有资格。
Are we willing to take that?
我们愿意接受这个事实吗？
That's a harsh word.
这是一个非常
It's our Go ahead.
非常难以面对的回答。
It's our qualifications.That disqualify us.
是我们以为我们自己的以为的资历和资格，其实让我们不合格。
So what qualifies us?
什么才能使我们合格呢？
How can we inherit this life and have it abundantly?
我们怎么样才能承受这个生命，并且承受这个丰盛的生命呢？
What qualifies us is being willing to be wrecked outright.
这个使我们能够有资格的是让我们能够直接的破碎。
To sell all these riches.
让我们把我们所有的变卖。
Lord Jesus, I thought I was self-disciplined. I am not self-disciplined.
主耶稣，我以为我自己过着很自律的生活，其实我没有。
Lord, I've made a decision based on how much money I'm going to be paid in this job. Lord, it's not about money anymore.
主耶稣，我做了这个决定是因为我靠着我自己以为我做这份工作能挣多少钱所做的决定。主啊，再不是这个工作，而是你。
Lord, if I have to start this school year with no friends at all, it's okay as long as I have you as my one and only friend.
主，如果这个学期开学的时候我可以没有其他的任何的朋友，而只做由你作为我唯一的朋友，我完全可以接受。
The question we all have to ask ourselves this morning is, are we willing to sell all, give to the poor, and follow him?
今天早晨我们的问题就是，我们愿不愿意变卖所有，分给穷人，来跟随主。
If we've read this story and we've only thought about giving away money, then we've missed what the Lord is trying to say.
如果我们今天早晨读这一节圣经的时候只在想着钱财的话，那我们就没有完全的看到主对我们的意思。
All of those things that I listed that we're rich in, are we willing to give up our peace?
所有我刚才所讲到的、所列举的一切，我们所富足的，我们愿不愿意放弃？我们愿不愿意放弃我们里这个所有的平安？
You know, in Hebrews 11, we have a list of men that have gone, men and women that have gone before us.
在希伯来书里面列举了许多在我们以先的，人们的事迹。
You know Hebrews 11. It's often in Sunday school called the Hall of Faith.
在希伯来书第十一章，你知道大家都很熟，特别是在主日学当中，我们称它为信心伟人的名人录。
I know in at West office in fifth grade, often we challenge the fifth graders to memorize this chapter.
我知道在西南区作为五年级的主日学是要求学生们能够背会这十一章。
It's long, but these are amazing, rich men and women of faith.
但是这是非虽然是非常长的一篇经节，但是里面所讲述的却是信心伟人，却是非常的富足。
We love these rich people of the Hall of Faith.
我们特别的钟爱这个信心伟人的名人录里面所谈及的人。
Many Christian families get the names for their children from this Hall of Faith chapter.
许多基督徒当给他的孩子取名的时候，都是从这一章圣经里的人名取的。
I know children that have been named Abel.
我知道孩子们被取名亚伯。
Or Enoch.
或者以诺。
Or Noah.
挪亚。
We can go down the list.
你可以顺着看下去这个清单。
We love to name our children these names.
我们愿意给我们以这些名字为我们的孩子取名。
But what qualified these men and women to be in the Hall of Faith?
但是什么才能使这些人有资格进入信心伟人的名人录呢？
The first one mentioned is Abel.
第一个所讲的是亚伯。
You know what qualified him?
你知道亚伯怎么进来的吗？
He gave a better sacrifice.
因为他献的祭更美。
He took his live animal.
他拿着他自己所有的这个活着的祭物，这个牲畜。
And he sacrificed it on an altar.
然后他就献祭，献在祭坛上。
What did he have left?
他有什么呢？
Nothing.
没有了。
He sold all, gave to the poor, and followed the Lord.
他变卖所有，接济穷人，来跟从主。
If we want to be like Abel, are we willing to give all and have nothing in return?
如果我们想要像亚伯这样，我们愿不愿意把所有的给主，然后什么都没有？
What did Enoch have that made him a Hall of Faither?
以诺做了什么能够进入这个名人录？
He walked with God.
他与神同行。
What does walking gain you?
与神同行能给你带来什么益处呢？
Maybe if you have a Fitbit, you know that you've walked and maybe you've lost some weight.
你可能有那个特别的 Fitbit， 你知道你走路以后你能够减几磅。
But wouldn't it be lovely if someone came up to you someday and says, "Oh, what does your son do for a living?" Oh, he walks.
那如果有人到你这来问你说，那你的儿子是凭什么来养活自己呢？你告诉他说，他同行。
Enoch had nothing to show for in his life.
以诺没有其他可以展示给人们的。
His resume said he walks.
他的履历表只说他同行，与神同行。
He walks with God.
他与神同行。
Are we willing to be an Enoch?
我们愿意像以诺一样吗？
Are we willing to say, "Well, I'm not an engineer, I'm a walker"?
那我们愿意说我们不是工程师，我们是个同行者吗？
What makes you a good husband?
你怎么才能成为一个好的丈夫呢？
Reading books on being a good husband?
你是要读那些关于怎么样成为好丈夫的书吗？
Or walking with God?
还是与神同行？
Noah.
挪亚。
What made him a man of in the hall of faith?
挪亚怎么进入这个名人列的呢？
He had no reputation.
他根本就没有声望。
He was laughed at.
他是被遗忘的。
I really want you to put yourself in Noah's shoes.
我想让你试着站在挪亚的角度想一想。
He built a boat when it had never rained before.
他在从来没有下过雨的天气当中开始建造船。
And he had to do that for years.
而且他建造了许多许多的年日。
Oh, the ridicule.
多可笑啊。
This was the I'm sure this was the origination of bullying.
我敢确定这就是人们怎么样遭到受欺负的起源。
He was bullied for his foolishness.
他肯定遭到人们的取笑，因为人们觉得他很愚蠢。
Abraham left all the wealth of Ur and went out to a land that God promised.
亚伯拉罕放弃他在地上所有的资产。
What land did he gain?
听神的呼召来到他不认识的一片地。
The only piece of land he ever owned was the burial spot for Sarah.
他得了什么呢？他唯一所得的是撒拉所埋葬的那块地。
So it's easy to come to church and to fellowship with one another and say, "Oh yes, mighty Abraham, mighty Noah. Oh, if we could be like them."
那特别，如果我们来到教会里，我们很简单说，哇，看这些属灵的伟人，亚伯、以诺、挪亚、亚伯拉罕。
Look at Sarah.
看看撒拉。
She loved Abraham.
她是如此的爱亚伯拉罕。
But she lost him to the Lord.
但是主却得了亚伯拉罕。
Oh, that must have been hard for her.
对她来说一定很艰难。
Oh, he loved Sarah.
她是如此的爱撒拉。
Oh, he wanted to care for Sarah.
她愿意来养活撒拉。
But they had to have that conversation one night when he said, "Sarah, I love you, but I love the Lord more."
但肯定在某个晚上他们有这样的交谈。亚伯拉罕对撒拉说，撒拉，我非常爱你，但是我更爱主。
She had to sell her husband to the Lord.
她必须要变卖她的丈夫给主。
And she called him Lord and followed him.
然后她称亚伯拉罕为主。
In her poverty, she became rich.
并且了跟随了他，在他的极贫穷的状况下，他成了富足。
Every mother wants to see their children get married and be happy.
每个母亲都希望看到自己的孩子能够成家立业，过着快乐的生活。
Sarah especially, because that was the one promise, you would be the mother of many nations.
特别是撒拉，因为撒拉从你主那里得了应许，说你会成为多国的母。
You notice she dies before Isaac gets married.
你有没有注意到，当他死的时候，以撒并没有结婚。
And yet she's in the hall of faith.
但是她却在这个信心伟人录里面。
She's one who received eternal life.
她得到了永生。
Because she was willing to be broken.
因为她愿意被破碎。
We could go on.
我们可以继续。
Isaac's wife was actually a deceiver.
以撒的妻子实际上是一个骗子。
He lost Esau to the world.
他的儿子以扫被他丢失到这个世界里了。
He lost Jacob to the Lord.
但是他的儿子雅各却给了主。
If we were to take a humanistic view at Isaac, we would say, oh, the poor man, he lost everything.
那如果我们以人的角度看以撒的话，我们就说这个人真的是实在是太可怜了，他什么都没有。
Jacob dies in Egypt.
雅各死在埃及。
Joseph doesn't die in the promised land, dies in Egypt.
约瑟没有在应许之地被主接走，而是在埃及死了。
Again, these are the people that we love and we want to follow and to be like.
这些人，这些属灵的伟人，我们都想追随他们的脚踪，效法他们的样式。
But to do so, we must be broken and we must be emptied.
但是首要我们要做的是，我们一定要被破碎，被倒空。
There's many more I could share, but for time purposes, I'll mention one more, and that is Rahab.
有许多的故事我想与弟兄姊妹们交通，但是因着时间的关系，我就没有。我还要交通一个人，就是拉合。
Rahab, one of the great women of the Old Testament.
拉合是旧约圣经里面最伟大的妇人之一。
Grandmother of the line of David.
她是大卫那条线上的祖母。
In the line of Jesus.
她是在耶稣基督的家谱里。
But what is her description?
但是她的形容是什么呢？
Rahab the harlot.
这上面说是拉合，妓女拉合。
There are Bibles today that refuse to call her that. They call her an innkeeper.
在有些圣经当中不愿意接受拉合是妓女这个事实，只是告诉人们说她是一个开小酒店的人。
It just doesn't sound right that a harlot would be in Jesus's lineage.
因为以人们的想法，人们不会觉得一个妓女会在耶稣基督的家谱当中。
She was empty, she was humiliated.
她是一个倒空的，她是一个蒙受羞辱的人。
I'll tell you a funny story just about Rahab.
我告诉你一个关于拉合一个很可笑的事情。
About 7 years ago, I was sharing on the life of Rahab with some young people.
7年前，我在与一些年轻人分享关于拉合的故事。
And there was about 50 young people, and there was one just over from China, and he didn't know much English.
在50个年轻人当中，其中有一位是刚从中国来的，他不太懂英文。
And so some of the kids were trying to translate for him.
所以其他的孩子想要为他翻译。
They did a good job.
他们这个翻译工作做得很好。
But they could not come up with the word harlot.
但是他们不知道这个妓女这个词该怎么样翻。
Being good Christian kids, they didn't know that word.
作为好的基督徒孩子们，我们真的不知道这个词儿。
Finally, I noticed one student did know the word. They were just too embarrassed to say it.
最后我真的知道有一个孩子他知道这个词儿妓女，但是他觉得不好意思，他说不出口。
And my point was, I was saying to the group, you are a Rahab, you are a harlot.
我的中心点是要告诉这群孩子们，你就是拉合，你就是妓女。
And when this poor girl translated it, she had to turn to this young boy and say, "You are a harlot."
当这个小女孩，可怜的女孩，要为这个孩子翻译的时候，她要转过身，指着她，对她说，你就是这个妓女。
I'll never forget the look on his face.
我永远不会忘记她脸上的表情。
He didn't know whether to be mad at her or mad at me.
她不知道是要生这个女孩的气，还是生我的气。
How dare you call me that?
你怎么敢叫我一个妓女？
But it was one of the beginnings of the change in his life.
但是这是他生命改变的起初。
If we consider ourselves so broken, so undone, so humiliated,
如果我们以为我们思想自己的生命，我们是如此的破碎，是没有指望的，一无所有。
That's when we can start walking with the Lord.
这样我们才能开始与主同行。
He doesn't want our riches.
他不需要我们的富足。
He doesn't want our personalities.
不需要我们的性格。
He wants us to be wrecked outright.
他需要我们整个人被破碎。
Now Jesus is not going to ask us to do something that he didn't do himself.
耶稣不会让我们做他自己没做过的事情。
Who is this God to tell us to sell all and give to the poor?
这位只是少年官去变卖所有周济穷人的这位神是谁呢？
Who is this God to tell us to be wrecked outright and to be broken?
这位告诉我们要彻底破碎一无所有的神是谁呢？
Well, look, let's look at the biography of Jesus.
让我们看看耶稣的自传。
It says in Philippians 2, let's turn there, it's a beautiful passage, Philippians 2, verse 5.
让我们翻到腓立比书第二章第五节。腓立比书第二章第五节。
If the Lord would really open our heart to read these verses and to take these verses in, we too would be willing to sell all and follow him.
如果当我们用心的来读这几节经节，我们也就愿意变卖我们的所有来跟随主。
This is the God we serve.
这是我们所侍奉的主。
Have this mind in you which is in Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, counted not the being on equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant.Being made in the likeness of men, and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself, being obedient even unto death, yea, even the most humiliating death on the cross.
腓立比书第二章第五节到第八节，你们当以耶稣基督的心为心。
Jesus lived a poured out life.
他本有神的形象，却不因与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，成为人的样式。
He had
取了奴仆的样式，他使自己成为贫穷。
He had no money.
他没有钱财。
He had no home.
他没有家庭。
What little money he had.He gave to a crook, Judas, to take care of it for him.
他唯一的一点钱财，他给了一个骗子来照料打理。
Our God had no authority.
我们的主没有权力，没有实行他的权柄。
He was born in Nazareth, a carpenter.
他是拿撒勒人，是一个木匠。
Whose greatest job?Was washing the dirty feet of his disciples.
他最伟大的工作就是为他的门徒洗脚。
In his manhood, he had no self-discipline. It says, "I can do nothing, but what the Father tells me to do."
在他的人性中，他没有丝毫自己的性格。他所说的是，没有父，我什么也不能做。
He had no family. He said, "Who are my brothers and my mother?"
他没有家人。他说谁是我的母亲谁是我的兄弟
He was not rich in friends. Far more people left Jesus than ever came to him.
他没有那么多的朋友有更多的人离开他很少的人来加入他
He was not rich in time.
他没有那么多的时间
He told his mother, my time has not yet come.
他告诉他的母亲说我的时间还没有到
He had no freedom.
他没有自由
He had to obey his father.
他必须要来顺服父神的旨意。
Jerusalem was the center of religious activity.
耶路撒冷是所有宗教的中心。
And yet he was only welcome in Bethany.
但是他只有在伯大尼受到了欢迎。
He had no peace.
他没有平安。
His best friends bickered non-stop.
他的朋友好朋友们总是互相争执从来不休止的争执
He even put aside his knowledge
他甚至把他所有的知识放在一边
He knew the disciples would deny him and he knew Judas would betray him but he didn't act on that knowledge
他知道他的门徒会弃绝他的名他也知道犹大会背叛他
Isn't it amazing in his ministry in his travelHe kept it only in the area of Jerusalem and the surrounding area.
在他在地施工的时候，他只去到了 Can you repeat one more time?
Yeah. He kept his travel only to the area around Jerusalem.
他只是在耶路撒冷周边来传教。
Who would get the credit for taking the gospel to India, to Asia, to Europe? It would be his disciples and Paul.
那谁能够得到这些名声，把这个福音传到印度，传到亚洲，传到更远的地方呢？只有是保罗和他的门徒。
He emptied himself completely.
他完全的倒空自己。
Are we greater than our master?
我们难道能比我们的主更大吗？
Are we willing to be emptied?
我们愿意倒空自己吗？
One of my favorite articles about 15 years ago was in Time magazine.
我15年前我最喜欢的一句是15年前我在《时代》杂志周刊所读的。
It ranked the top 100 most influential people in the last, I think, 4,000 years.
在有历史的4000年来，它被列为前100名最有影响力的人物。
Number one, the most influential person in world history was the Apostle Paul.
在所有人之间最有影响力的是使徒保罗。
Number two was Jesus.
第二名是耶稣。
That's pretty humiliating.
这个真的是让我们觉得很。
Man is so ignorant, so deceived. There is no Paul if there's no Jesus.
人们是如此的愚昧，如此的狡诈，难道不知道说没有耶稣就没有保罗吗？
And yet the most influential magazine in a God-fearing country, Time, ranks Jesus number two.
但是在这个来敬畏神的国家，在这个非常有名望的杂志上，却把耶稣列到第二位。
So why all of this emptying?
那为什么会有这样的呢？
Well, Jesus emptied himself.
因为基督耶稣先自己倒空自己。
He was humiliated.
他是先被羞辱。
He was crucified.
他被钉死在十字架上。
And then he rose again and sat on the right hand of God the Father.
但是他却复活，坐在父神的右边。
And not only did he establish all history in his hands, but it was his sacrifice that invited us into that life with him.
不光是所有这个人类的历史都掌握在他的手中，而且他邀请我们与他共同赴宴席。
If we are willing to follow our master, we too can have that eternal life.
如果我们愿意跟随我们的救主，我们也可以得这个永生。
We have a choice this morning.
今天早晨我们要做这个决定。
We can hear this word of brokenness, of being wrecked and being impoverished, and walk away.
我们可以听到这个信息，关于被破碎、一无所有、赤贫，然后走开。
Or we can say to the Lord, "It's worth it. I will do, and I will follow."
或者我们可以对主说，这一切都是配得的，我愿意去做，我愿意跟随你。
And as we act on that, we will have reward in eternity.
如果我们真的照着这样做的话，我们在天上会有大的奖赏。
We don't have time to go into it today, but whenever we read eternal life, it's such a rich two words.
我们今天没有很多的时间，但是当我们每次读到这个永生这两个字的时候，是如此的丰盛。
It means reward for eternity, forever.
这个词意思就是说以永生来作为奖赏，
直
到永远。
We will have authority in the heavens.
我们在天堂上也有权柄。
We will be used by God to rule and reign.
我们会被神来使用，来掌管这个世界。
Do you want to rule and reign your own life for maybe 100 years here, or would you rather rule and reign for eternity?
你愿意来做王掌权，在自己的生活，只是在这个世间的一百年，还是你愿意与神做王掌权，直到永远呢？
If the Lord was to return today, are you wanting to rule and reign with Him, or play one more video game?
如果今天基督降再临，你是愿意与基督一同作王掌权，直到永远？
Or check our email one more time.
还是你想再继续玩你的电子游戏，或者再查查你的邮件箱？
Or check our bank account one more time.
或者是再检查一下你的银行账号还有多少钱？
We have a choice today.
我们今天就面临这样一个选择。
But my prayer for all of us is that we don't wait for eternal life for later.
但是我今天的祷告就是我们不要再等待我们的永生。
We can have that abundant life today.
我们今天就可以有这个完全丰盛的生命。
We can have a peace and joy within us today that the whole world is searching after.
我们今天可以有这个喜乐和平安永留在我们的里面，这个世界都要向往。
We can overcome this dark world today.
我们今天可以在这个黑暗的世界里得胜。
Tomorrow morning, well, don't wait for tomorrow morning, but let's use tomorrow as an example.
让我们以明天早晨做一个例子。
Are you willing to wake up? Am I willing to wake up and say, Lord?I have nothing.
你愿意早晨起来，我愿意早晨起来，对主说，主啊，我是一无所有。
I am bankrupt. I am done, undone. I want to follow you alone.
我破产了，我一无所有，我唯一跟随的就是你。
Are we willing to look at our family at the breakfast table, at the lunch table, at the dinner table, and say to the family, the only thing that is important to this family is that we serve the Lord 100%.
我们愿意与家人一同分享早餐、午餐或者晚餐的时候，立定这个心志，在这个家里，我们唯一作为侍奉耶和华为我们的中心。
If we have not done so up to this point, all we need to do is repent.
如果到这个时候我们还没有做这个决定，那我们就需要悔改。
We don't have to dwell on past mistakes.
我们不需要一直在思索我们以前所犯的错误。
We can ask the Lord forgive, and He will forgive and forget.
我们可以问主来，饶恕我们一切的罪，他就会忘记。
And then we can claim Galatians 2:20.
我们可以来宣告加勒太书。第二章第二十节。
I won't quote it, just make it simple. Lord Jesus, today I am dead, but you are alive in me.
我不会再读这节圣经，但是简单的说就是，耶稣，今天我对着你是死的，但是你在我的里面却是活的。
What does this eternal life look like today?
这个永生在我们里面到底是什么样的呢？
I'll end with these three verses. You don't have to turn to them.In 1 Thessalonians.
我想要以帖塞罗尼迦里面的经节来结尾。
This is the life that you and I have available to us if we're willing to sell all and follow him.
如果我们愿意变卖所有来跟随主，我们的生命就会像现在这节我们要读的这节圣经一样。
It says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, number one, rejoice always.
帖塞罗尼迦前书第五章第十六节到十八节第一节要常常喜乐。
How many of us walked into the table meeting and saw flies flying around this morning and we said, we rejoice, Lord, you've given us a place to gather with the saints.
今天早晨有多少人进到这个聚会所的时候看见苍蝇满处飞，但是心里却说，主啊，我们感谢你，我们有这个会所来聚集。
How many of us are going to clean after the mealtime today? Rejoice always, and verse 17, pray without ceasing.
有多少人今天当我们聚会完在安宴之后会说，要常常喜乐不住的祷告。
Maybe we can help one another and encourage one another to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks.
也许
for this is the will of God.
我们之后应当彼此勉励，互相提醒，说我们要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
This is His will.
这是他的旨意。
If we're not rejoicing always, we're not in His will.
如果我们不是常常喜乐，我们就没有在他的旨意里。
If we're not talking to the Lord all throughout the day, we're not living in the will of God.
如果我们没有不断的与神有交通、有交谈，那我们就没有在他的旨意里。
The will of God is that we give thanks in all things.
神的旨意是让我们凡事谢恩。
Oh, it's a beautiful life.
这是一个多么美好的生活呀。
But like the song tells us, we need to untie from our riches.
但是就像这个诗歌里所唱的，我们要首先解开我们的绳索。
And we need to push out into these rough seas.
我们要勇往直前，对着那个波涛汹涌的海直前。
So that we will see the Lord and all that He is.
所以我们可以看到，真正的完全看到我们的神是什么样的一位神。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful that You have given us this option today.
主，我们非常的感恩你今天给我们这样的选择。
We can live for ourselves.
我们可以为自己而活。
Or we can live for You.
我们也可以为你而活。
Lord, we do pray that You would give us Your courage and Your life, that we would choose eternal life.
主，我们祷告说，求你把你的勇气赐给我们，好叫我们能够承受你的生命。
Lord, some of us may have only a few more years on this earth. Some of us may have decades.
我们当中有些人还有一些年日，有些人有很长的年日在这个地上。
But it's nothing compared to eternity.
但是这些年日与你的永恒相比，真的不足为提。
May we choose this eternal life for eternity and for now.
我愿我们来接受这个永生的决定，为我们永远的生命用为了永恒。
Thank you that you give us all the opportunities to be undone.
谢谢你给我们所有的机会，好叫我们能够破碎自己。
May we accept that and come into life abundantly.
让我们能够接受这个破碎的过程，能够得到你更丰盛的生命。
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.